If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
Talking home improvement. In particular, we're talking about your home improvement. And we do that when you call in at 1-888-767-4348. We can talk you through any housing dilemma, home repair dilemma, remodeling dilemma you have. Romy, let's bring up Kevin calling. All I know is he's calling from the Lake Pleasant area. That whole area is awful nice. Kevin, what are you working on at the house this morning, buddy?
Well, I've got an interior door. It's a house, so it's not a cellar court door, that likes to swing itself shut. So we've got a temporary fix, just one of those door stops. But it's now the baby's room, so we'd like to make sure that door stays open when we want it to stay open.
All right, Kevin, when we hang an interior door, we hang it with either a pair or pair and a half of hinges. That would either be two or three hinges. On this interior hollow core door, I would guess it's probably a pair, one top and one bottom hinge, no middle hinge.
It actually, I believe it is, does have three hinges, actually.
Okay, are you home now?
I am not.
Okay. Well, when you get home, what you're going to want to do is you're going to remove the pin hinge from the middle hinge, or if it's only two hinges, from the bottom hinge, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to remove that pin, and you're going to walk yourself out to the garage, and you're going to get yourself the biggest hammer you got. And you're going to lay that pin down on the garage floor, and you're going to strike it about one-third the way down from the head of the pin. What you're trying to do is put a small crimp into that pin.
Okay.
Okay. Then you're going to walk right back to that door, set the pin back in place, and voila. Your door instantly will stay exactly where you want it, open or closed. You fixed it in less than 5 minutes, and it didn't cost you a dime.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful fix.
You'll love it. You'll love it. We actually have a listener in Tucson that wrote me years ago. He said, Rosie, you've saved my life. For 18 years I've lived in this house. For 18 years I've woken up 365 nights a year to go to the bathroom at 2 a.m., and I always split my forehead open on the bathroom door. He said, you finally saved my life.
So just to confirm, one-third the way down, yeah, either the second, the middle pin, or the lower pin, strike that pin one-third of the way down. So we're trying to create just a small indentation and then replace the pin.
You're going to actually put a kink in the pin. You want to see a visible deflection in the pin. You want to kink it up. And then as you're setting it back in and you're tapping it back in place, it will pretty much straighten back out, but it will provide enough friction and resistance on the two pieces of the hinge that the door will actually stay exactly where you want it. And that's usually good enough for a hollow core door because they're not heavy enough.
Right.
In the remote instance that's not enough, then you're going to have to take the top pin and do the same thing. I usually don't tell homeowners to take the top pin out because that causes problems and that the door wants to fall away. And it's
right.
you can actually tweak the bottom hinge at that point. So that's why I say the middle or the bottom one.
Can't wait to get home and try it.
Hey, well, you owe me a phone call and let me know if it works. Okay, buddy?
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right. Have a great Saturday morning here in Arizona. Okay, shall we go to Wolfie in Scottsdale?
At 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Wolfie, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a problem from 2005 until today. I believe people, they call in, they advertise about windows and doors. And whatever, I made some appointment with people. They came in, they put me windows. I live in Shea on Scottsdale Road, and it's noisy.
Okay.
And every company I call, they came in and said, oh, we can cut the noise, you know, really good. You know, and they put the glass, the window glass. I have 4x6, 4x6, three of them, and I have a door in the front.
Okay.
And they put in all this stuff. I'm spending so much money, and it's the same. We get the noise, we get everything. I have so much window glass in the garage. If you see it, you cry. I swear to God.
Oh, no.
And just recently, in about 3 weeks, I heard some commercial in the radio. And I called the company, and the salesman came in. What I did is I put double windows in my bedroom because it cut a little bit noise.
Okay.
Not really much. But I called the company, and they came in, the salesman, and he told me I can do better than what you do, double windows and everything. And the door, we're going to put you one door, insulated door and stuff. I said, okay, fine. And, you know, like $6,000 I put it in just 3 weeks ago, and boom, it's worse than before.
It's worse than before? Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, man.
And then I called the company, and I have a meeting with them the 16th of this month, like next week.
Yeah, it is.
And they're going to come, manufacturing's coming, and the general manager is going to come to my house.
Okay.
But I'm having this problem, and I went to the city, and they told me why, you know, I told them that's what I have problem. And they told me, why you buy the house in shape? I said, what?
So they were a lot of help, huh?
Yeah, no, you can't, you know. And I said, you know, you guys, you didn't do anything in Scottsdale. You know, we can put a wall in the front, you know, only 3 feet, and we can protect ourselves from the noise. And in Scottsdale, it's so growing, restaurant and, you know, bikes coming in at night and siren at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. Well, Wolfie, look, noise abatement is a challenge, okay? And especially when you're in close to that kind of activity. But there are ways that you can solve this. And I would tell you, take that meeting the 16th. Now, I'm not, you're lucky because you're very close to where I office and I live. I'll be happy to come by and take a look at it for you and make some recommendations. Dual pane glass generally isn't going to accomplish much in acoustic insulation. If you want acoustic insulation from your windows, you're going to have to go triple glaze. As a matter of fact, it's about the only time I recommend people going triple pane.
You know, actually, there's that's your best option, is that triple pane with a thick width on the glass. Yeah. The other part, too, is they do make window-specific for sound, and what they do is they take the two panes of glass and they make them different widths and thicknesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, when sound waves travel through your windows, if it's having to go through two different frequencies of glass is essentially what it's doing, it cuts down more sound.
Yeah.
And that's what should have been done on a double pane, if at all.
Exactly. It's exactly right. And Wolfie, there are other things we can do. There's actually, for the windows in our studio, we actually have magnetic plexiglass inserts that all but virtually eliminate any and all noise. So there's things we can do depending on your home orientation. We'll get your name and your number. Unfortunately, I won't be able to get there before the 16th. I've got a little traveling to do to beautiful Sonoyta, Arizona. Going to be down there almost all of next week.
That's going to be pretty with the moisture, too.
Oh, it's going to be nice. Going to be nice. But when I get back, Wolfie, I'll make an appointment with you and come by and take a look at. And it's just like, that was Mike Reich that y'all heard talking just a minute ago. He's our broadcast engineer, but we actually stole him from Pella Window and Doors. He was down in Tucson as a estimator and account rep for the Pella product line. And we got to know each other, and he wanted to get back in the radio, and I called Pella and said, I'm stealing your employee. they gave us their blessing. They were very good about it. So we're glad we got you with the construction experience and radio experience. It's a great new level and dimension here at Rosie on the House. And sound is very, very peculiar. It moves in a wave pattern, and you've got to ask that wave pattern as it goes through materials, whether it's insulation or drywall or glass or a wood door. It has to change its frequency to get through that product. And every time you ask it to change frequency, you're robbing it of energy. And so that's the purpose that you're asking an acoustic window to be installed with different sizes and thicknesses of glass. It has to change its wave pattern every time it goes through a different thickness. Then it goes through the airspace. Then it goes through another piece of glass, airspace, another piece of glass. So I think we can help him a bit.
And most sound walls, as I'd never really thought of it, you see them on the freeways a lot. I can't think of a sound wall I've ever seen a city put in Arizona. You see them a lot in Lafayette by the airport. I don't know of any sound walls.
And those masonry sound walls, all they're trying to do with that is redirect it. They're not trying to.
Yeah.
They're not trying
masonry
to.
Masonry doesn't absorb
no,
the
they're
sound.
Not, they're not trying to silence it at that well. Point. They're probably just trying to send it up. But the one of the things that does help a lot is that the cities do is they pave the streets with that rubberized pavement, which is now very popular. I know exactly where he's living. He's complaining about the motorcycles. You know me and motorcycles. I love motorcycles. I just hate Harley Davidsons.
On idle. At like 10,000 RPMs.
Well, it's not at 10,000 RPM. It's the guys that ride them won't let them idle. They just have to, just those flabby arms out of a sleeveless shirt with that long gray ponytail and a pot belly sitting there, and they're rapping the throttle. Rap, 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 rap. I said, why don't you let that stupid thing idle? Why are you subjecting us all to this silliness? And then City of Scottsdale gives that motorcycle shop up there on the north side of town a special use permit that lets them bring in about 4,000 motorcycles on one weekend. There's no tax on the road in front of my house that weekend. Drives me nuts. Drives me absolute nuts. But
And have you called the city and they said, well, why'd you move there?
Well, no, they never hit me with that one. I was there a long time before that motorcycle shop showed up. Listen, we're going to be talking about moisture a little bit later in the show. We'll talk about your home repair. We're going to take a little break here now, but we do have an open line for you if you'd like to sneak in at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking gutters. We're talking about the fact that we would need to manage the water and the moisture in, about, and around our on our roofs and around our house. What are we going to do to take that water away from the house? How are we going to take it away from the house? And how are we going to do it in a way that you can ensure is it going to impact your foundation or your neighbor's foundation? Remember, you got to keep them in mind as well.